You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Green Bay Packers star Brett Favre dropped a bombshell during Capitol Hill testimony on his role in a welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi yesterday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
The doctor at the center of the scandal pleaded guilty to wire fraud in July. Favre denies any wrongdoing. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. We used to call it Schwann's. Now the owners of Yellow, with an O, tell Wisconsin workforce officials it's getting out of the frozen food delivery business in November. The company is based in Minnesota. It's been delivering frozen food to homes since 1952. 79 people in Wisconsin will lose their jobs. The company blames problems with staffing and the food supply chain. Small farmers want the next farm bill to safeguard against weather disruptions caused by climate change. Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
These practices infiltrate more water and hold more water in the soil and make a huge difference on the amount of water coming off of farm fields.
The current farm bill expires in less than a week. Some of Wisconsin's smaller public water systems will share nearly $500,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese pollution. These are systems that have been ineligible for help in the past. The money will go toward new wells, new water treatment systems, or connecting to other public water systems. Wisconsin is getting $3 million for new opioid treatment and recovery services in small towns. Core Treatment Services of Manitowoc will create new access points for services or expand existing access points. The money will also go to collaborate with social workers to make sure communities are getting the services they need. It's Banned Books Week. Peter Bromberg with the group Every Library says more restrictions on reading make banned books more important.
Having access to the stories of people who have different cultures, different beliefs, different perspectives, maybe different life experiences, and that builds an understanding and an empathy. That's the necessary grease on the wheels of a democracy and a pluralistic society.
More than 100 Wisconsin school districts have had books challenged since 2020. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People in Wausau are asking where their ballot drop box is after Mayor Doug Dinney moved it. At the Common Council meeting last night, Wausau residents spoke out.
Mayor Dinney's actions of removing the voting drop box from the front of the city hall is an action well outside the scope of his role.
I just feel that this is further undermining election integrity. And while we had a former mayor who promoted accessible voting, we have this one who would rather try to swipe a ballot box on a Sunday after church.
Mayor Dinney tried to defend his actions.
The report went out from an alder, from a sitting alder, that put a mischaracterization out there, and that
has caused
disturb.
Do we respond to public comment, City Attorney?
The 27-year-old man who was killed in a traffic crash on Monday has been identified. Anthony A. Paplinski of Spencer died after a two-vehicle crash on September 23rd in Marathon County. No other information is being released at this time. There's a critical need for blood and platelets to keep the blood supply stable in the nation. The American Red Cross is amplifying the call for donors of all blood types, and especially those with type O blood. Only 3 out of 100 Americans donate blood. If you can give blood by September 30th, you'll receive a $15 e-gift card, and those who give during the month of October will receive a $10 Amazon gift card by email. You can donate in Marshfield at the Holiday Inn on September 30th from 11 to 5, at Lake Arrowhead on October 10th from noon to 5, and at McMillan Library on October 17th from 10 to 3. Nominations for the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission close on Friday. This year, WRASC has added two new categories in addition to the MVP Award. They are Rookie of the Year Award and the Lifetime Achievement Award. You can find the full list of requirements and submit a nomination at visitwisrapids.com. You can also pick up a paper copy at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Nominations are due on Friday. Culver's is bringing back the Curter Burger. It all started with an April Fool's joke in 2021. Culver's tweeted that they'd make a burger topped with a patty of cheese curds, but people went nuts for the idea, so they made it a reality. When it first debuted, a fifth of Culver's locations set single-day sales records. This year, you'll be able to get the Curter Burger from October 1st to October 14th. There's a PayPal invoice scam circulating in the town of Grand Rapids. The Grand Rapids Police Department issued a notice of the reported scam. A resident in town received an emailed invoice that appeared to be from PayPal. It directed them to call a specific number if they wished to contest the invoice. Scammers use multiple tactics to trick innocent people out of their money. If you're not certain, it's best to log into your PayPal account directly and check your notifications for official updates. Don't click on links in emails or text messages. Also, don't hesitate to reach out to law enforcement if you've received one of these emails or if you've been the victim of a scam. There's a healthcare webinar next month on reproductive healthcare in Wisconsin. It's scheduled for October 7th. You can visit lwvappleton.org for more information and to register for the webinar. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first, like, four innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, two. But, you know, we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is, I've never seen something like that.
Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Good news for moviegoers. Just when it looked like people were done leaving the house to see movies, the box office turned itself around this summer and even into the fall. On the heels of an actors and writers strike and a worldwide pandemic, people finally seem to be going back to theaters, which most cinema prognosticators did not see coming. How happy are theater owners? Deadline reports that a group of U.S. and Canadian exhibitors that control almost 70% or over 21,000 movie theater screens in North America have committed $2.2 billion to upgrade their facilities. The National Association of Theater Owners say the funds will be used to upgrade to the latest laser projection technology, sound systems, better seating, food and beverage option upgrades, and family enhancement experiences like arcades and even bowling. In addition to the bells and whistles, cosmetic upgrades in the way of carpeting, better lighting and signage, and air conditioning will also happen. Let's hope the theater experience keeps getting better and never goes away. All of Batman's tangential characters do well with spin-offs. Case in point, HBO saw some big numbers for the premiere of The Penguin. Variety Variety is reporting 5.3 million viewers in the first 4 days since being released. That is the most amount of eyes on a Max show since the premiere of The Last of Us 18 months ago. The show stars Colin Farrell as the title character. In a million years, you'd never recognize him. The story picks up a week after the events of 2022's The Batman, where mob kingpin Carmine Falcone dies and director Matt Reeves says the story will mesh with Batman 3, which he says is all part of his epic crime saga. Speaking of Farrell, the actor says playing the role of the Penguin takes him to some pretty dark places. How dark? The actor says some days after filming, he just sits and watches Pixar movies. To help shake the darkness after long days of shooting, Farrell says he improves his mood by watching the Toy Story films for something light and beautiful. After a tumultuous exit from Taylor Sheridan's Yellowstone, Kevin Costner is hinting at a possible return. According to E! News, Costner said the story is not finished. The 69-year-old actor slammed the producers of the show earlier this year for what he called BS drama. At the time, he said he was focusing on his four-part film Horizon, an American saga. Since tearing into Yellowstone, his saga tanked at the box office, forcing Part 2 to only be available on streaming, with Parts 3 and 4 hanging in the balance. The second half of Season 5 of Yellowstone premieres on the Paramount Network, November 10th. People cannot get enough true crime these days. The series premiere of Ryan Murphy's Netflix series Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, drew over 12 million viewers on Netflix September 19th and 22nd. Enough eyes found the show to place it ahead of the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Sorry, Jeff. TheWrap.com reports that the show also made the top 10 viewing list in 89 countries. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We may get a little fog toward morning. Our low upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.